Hello everyone, welcome to another edition of the Mountain West Wire podcast focusing on San Jose State Spartans men's basketball. I'm your host, Anna Q. We'll get things started in a little bit.
Listen, Anna, we want to ask you right off the bat, give us a quick recap of the San Jose State University game with Colorado. That was last Saturday.
Yeah, like, that was a horrible game because San Jose State committed a season-high 23 turnovers. Like, 23, that's, like, a lot. I don't think I've even committed 23 turnovers myself when I played basketball when I was younger as women's basketball player. That was just terrible. Like, both teams battled it out at the event center. I was at the game, as you may already know if you follow me on Twitter. Yeah, the Spartans jumped out to an early lead. The Rams pulled within one. Then the Spartan defense started to decline. The teams kept exchanging points and shots with each other. And then the Rams, like made it rain with trees. And they just weren't ready to back down. And the Spartans dropped a 59-52 decision to the Rams at the event center.
Yeah, you were just mentioning the 59-52 final. Colorado overcame a 14-point second-half deficit for that victory. And how disappointing was it for the Spartans to witness a lead that just disappeared just 3 days after they committed a season-high 23 turnovers at Utah State?
Oh, that was very disappointing. During the post-game press conference with Ryan Welich and Noah Bowman, Ryan just did not want to talk. He was very gloomy. He had a monotone voice, but that is what happens when you throw 7 of 13 field goals and are 2 of 6 from the 3-point line in 35 minutes of play, which is like a lot. I don't blame him for being disappointed at all and like not wanting to talk to the media. Also, John Perlow, he is a great speaker, but again, he's not a people person, so he just kept saying a lot of things that sounded good if he had a career in TV and or radio, but not good for the team because they need to have some chemistry. It just can't be the same guys leading the team over and over again, and those guys are Welich, Keith Fisher, Bowman, and Brandon Mitchell, and even J.C. Hillsman.
And I was just going to ask you a little bit on the topic of Ryan Welich. Welich, of course, he showed last throughout the game, and he led the Spartans with 16 points, 4 rebounds, and was 7 for 13 from the field and 2 for 6 from the 3-point line. What happened?
Oh, what happened? The Spartans' defense faltered, and the opponents, like, offense surged throughout the game, and they were just unable to make the necessary blocks and, like, grab the rebounds that they needed.
And now it's time for Anna to check her mailbox and answer fan-submitted questions. Well, the Spartans played the Rebels. Oh, here's one of the questions. What happened in the last possession of the first half? Aston Christian took a 3-point for a break.
I'm still trying to wrap my head around what happened, like during the San Jose State versus UNLV game. Surprisingly, San Jose State's campus was in a power outage all day, but the game resumed at the scheduled tip-off time at 8 p.m. at the events center because apparently the power went back on, and I had to walk in the rain because it started raining out of nowhere, like when I was leaving my dinner place. I was just like, what is going on? And about this last possession of the first half, I am still wondering what happened. After the game, I went to both press conferences, including Jean Perlow's, and he did not say anything descriptive of about the possession, so I cannot answer the question for you right now.
Well, maybe you might be able to answer this one. The Spartans played the Rebels on Wednesday night. Give us a quick recap of that game.
Oh, that was like a good game, but unfortunately the Spartans fell short. They lost to UNLV 82-76 in overtime, which in terms of standings shouldn't be a surprise because UNLV was the better team. They were coming into the game with a lopsided record compared to the Spartans. And the Spartans got their third straight conference loss, which is very sad. Like, not even the San Jose State cheerleading squad can be supportive. I mean, they can be supportive, but they are not going to work their magic on the team by chanting defense the entire game. If the Spartan defense is not going to play tons of defense. And another thing I've noticed was that there were a ton of UNLV fans at the game because I saw seas of red on both sides. I was like, wow, they're like really loyal towards their team, which shouldn't be a surprise because UNLV is a pretty good team. And one thing I have to say about the SGSU versus UNLV game is that the Ryan Wellage show is a wonderful show to watch, but he can't lead the team on his back. There needs to be team chemistry because the cheers from both teams' fans went back and forth because the game was pretty much close throughout. And something that was not cool were the referees in this game. And I usually don't like to blame the referees, but there were some bad calls made that allowed the Rebels players to get their free throws.
And finally, Anna, I want to ask you what the Spartans will embark on a two-game road trip starting with New Mexico on Saturday and San Diego State next Tuesday. What do they need to do in order to win both games on the road?
Well, the first thing they need to do is avoid committing turnovers because they don't want to commit that season high number of 23 turnovers again. The second thing they need to do is play defense and play lots of it because the San Jose State cheerleading squad can chant defense throughout the game as much as they want, but the team needs to get their defensive players together and playing. The third thing they have to do is like limit the offense from the opposing teams because New Mexico and San Diego State, especially San Diego State, is going to come out and play and like not make this easy for a bottom feeder team like San Jose State. That concludes our weekly San Jose State men's basketball podcast for Mountain West Wire. I'm your host, Anna Q, and I'd like to say something before checking out of the podcast today. If you have any questions on San Jose State men's basketball, feel free to send me a tweet at Anna Q, and I will make a note of it to answer your question on the next episode of this radio show, which will be on January 17th. Thank you and have a great rest of the weekend.